to me underneath your words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Hello, good morning. This is Pastor Chaco from Word of Eternal Life Ministries. Today we want to talk about God's only Son, Jesus. According to the Bible, the Proverbs, he is the great wisdom of God. Wisdom is just one of God's attributes. If we say it was but of him, are you in Christ? Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. All those in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 7, but speak the wisdom of God is in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Proverbs chapter 8 talks about the great wisdom of God, which God has created in Christ, through Christ, the wisdom. In Jesus, or God, created wisdom. In Jesus Christ, it also means that God, the Trinity, in them, the wisdom of God, God has first created. In John 1:1, God, Christ, who lived with him from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Same as in Hebrew chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. Please read the Hebrews chapter 1. It says, in the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. See, we read here and also in the book of Colossians and John 1 chapter, first chapter, that Christ is superior to every being and every creature. He appointed him as the heir of all things. Through him he made the universe. Now someone who does not pay attention, they were thinking that Jesus is the Son of God. He was made by God sometime in the past. No, Bible says he was in him in the beginning. In the beginning means, if you consider saying God started a point, that's a time. Now God did not start at a point. God did not have a time. God was there from ever and ever. He lived in a timelessness. There's no time. Praise the Lord. He is infinite. He lived forever and ever, that unknown to humanity. So Jesus was with God. He was his word, the word of God which was spoken. through the Father, by the Father, He changed, made Him His, I mean, His replica, His Word. He Himself transformed into human. Then John writes in 1:14, the Word made flesh. In John chapter 1 verse 14 says that the Word became flesh. Flesh means us, like us, human. John says, no man hath seen God at any time. Verse 18, chapter 1. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. Then Jews started sending priests and Levites to John the Baptist. Are you the one to come? See, they knew that there was someone who is supposed to come. Where was He supposed to come? He was supposed to be the Son of God. You know, in the Gospel, we see when they interrogated Jesus at the Sanhedrin, the high priest asked Him, are you the Son of the Most Holy One? See, they knew that Jesus, or whoever supposed to come, is supposed to be the Son of the Most Holy God. They knew that. Some said to me, gee, God has no son. But the high priest knew that God will send His Son. The Son is the image. Amen. It says here, right? The Son is the radiance of God's glory. Jesus Christ is the radiance of God's glory. He is the exact replica of God. If you think, you know, you wanted to meet Jesus in His original version, which is the radiant God's Son, you wouldn't be able to meet Him. Because He's brighter than the morning star. His light shines. He's like a fire, you know. And I'm not going into the book of Revelation and Ezekiel and Daniel, where there's a Son of Man, Son of God, is presented in those books. He's not the way He came into the earth as a human. His presence is glorifies, is a glorious Son of God. He is the exact replica of the Father. He is the radiance of God's glory and exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful Word. His Word, He holds everything in the universe together. This is Jesus. Like you said, He is a man. He looked like you. Yeah, you are right. But His presence, He came down from glory to this low level position in the earth. That you must know that you are lower. You are human. You're not God. But you can be like God if you will come back to His house. If you obey Him, if you listen to Him, He will give you the sonship. Jesus said, my brothers and my sisters, He introduced you to the Father saying, yes, Father, this is my brother whom I delivered from sin. This is my sister whom I delivered. This is my sister whom I healed. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, Mary Magdalene, when she, at the presence of Christ, she is going to introduce her. This is my daughter in through you. I saved her. I delivered her from a sin. I gave her eternal life. Every one of you and me, we all will stand before the throne of God. Now you will not stand before the throne of God unless you are saved. you believe in Jesus Christ and his blood, who purifies your sin, cleanses, and then you become the child of God. Then you will stand before the throne of God. Otherwise, you will not stand before the throne of God. You only will stand before the judgment, the fiery judgment of God, where the throne of God is placed. That's a different throne. That throne is there for people to go to hell. They will be thrown into the fiery place where there is no, amen, no comfort. So God's Son, Jesus Christ, the Word God spoke, the Word lived in God, by which God used to create the universe, he became Christ. He became the Word. He became the Son. He was sent to the earth. Praise God. He is transformed into human form. The Son, whom the Father loved so much, they were together in eternity for how many millions or trillions of years? We don't know. There is no count over there at the time, even today. Heaven has no time. The time is created for the earth, for the purpose of humanity. The time was made when sun, moon, and stars were formed. Well, I believe the time was there before the recreation of the earth. There was sun, moon, and stars. The galaxies there were there. But they were recreated in the sense God just removed the darkness out of the universe. God called the light to come in Genesis. First, God removed the water and the darkness on the above the earth, which was covered. The world fell into darkness because of the rebellion and the war between angels of God and also the rebellious angel who became Satan. Once there was a global war, universe, the darkness, I don't know how the darkness fell, God made it to happen, or because of Satan's activity, it became dark. I do not know, the Bible doesn't talk about it, but we knew the earth was covered by darkness and also water. God protected the earth by his Spirit. The Spirit of God moved over the waters on the earth. He protected the earth from Satan was destroying. In the book of Gospel of John also, we can see that in Luke, that God, Jesus calls then, tell that Satan was a murderer. He was a thief. He was a liar from the beginning. He murdered the beings who lived under his authority when he was like an archangel. Jesus was not lying about Satan, that he called him a murderer. A murderer means you kill living beings, not like just the trees and plants, but you murdered moving, living, breathing, organisms, beings, creatures. I would think it was the creatures who lived in the planet Earth at the time. They could have any monkey families. Various monkey families were in the planet for a certain period of time, hundreds, millions of years. Then they were gone, then another one was made, then they were gone. So if you go to study those things, we can really understand. I don't have the notes with me to go into those details. Now, at the time, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit reigned the universe after they created the universe. In the Proverbs chapter 8, it talks about the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his work of old. The Lord is Christ, Jesus Christ. He possessed the wisdom of God. He possessed the wisdom in the beginning of his way, before his work is done. He used the wisdom that God created, the wisdom, and they use the wisdom. God, with his wisdom and his mighty power, he created the universe. It says, John chapter 1, it says, it is talking about a person. I was set up from everlasting, forever the earth was. I was there when he set the compass upon the face of the deep. God made this humongous, extremely wide space above the planet. All the planets are in this vast space to place his creations. How many of you can imagine the vast universe, which we can see all the width, length, and depth? That is our space in the universe. It is so big. In the space, and the galaxies were made at one time, moment, or a second of time. I do not know. No one knows how much hours and minutes it took. But was there an explosion, a big bang? What is a big bang means? Some matter banged each other, or matter just exploded. Who made the matter? While yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the world, God says. Scientists tell us much of the universe came from dust. Per astronomers watching the supernova, cosmic dust is crucial for the birth of stars and rocky planets, and provides the elemental ingredient for life, but its origin is obscure. This is according to scientists and astronomers. Amen. The supernova 2010 JI, watched by using a spectrograph on the very large telescope on Cerro Paranal in Chile. The team of scientists measure the amount of visible light absorbed by dust particles. The infrared radiation particles themselves emitted. This range of wavelength explained goes weeks to years. Interstellar space of stars, the shock waves of explosions. This SN2010 JI will have produced dust production to equivalent of half of our sun. See, the world is humongous. You can read this information from nature.com. Exploding stars revealed origins of universe dust. See, latest NASA telescope, James Webb astronomer, says both stars and planets form interstellar gas clouds, but the details are still murky. Can you believe that? There is no one understands all about God's creation. He created everything from dust, and dust will go back. You know, planets are formed from the leftover star formation, scientists believe, a process in which interstellar clouds and hydrogen, helium gas contract until their cores grow dense, not enough to ignite. Also, these gas fall out of star formation, carry heavier elements such as carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, silicon, and iron. Once it cools, the electrostatic changes stick these grains together to form bodies. Then they cools, they collide each other, mash together, form planets. This is the invention of scientists. They say how the planets are formed. You can read this information from nature.com. or astronomy, planets in chaos. Okay, so there are so many things the scientists we learn from their studies. But the Lord God, Jesus Christ, is not a little guy like a lot of people thought. He is the creator of the universe. Lord Jesus created everything, holding everything together, sitting on the bosom of his Father. The description creation in Proverbs 8:27, you can see. Description. Proverbs 8:27. Proverbs 8:27 says, I was there when he set the heavens in place. Heavens in place. When he marked out horizon on the face of the deep. When he established the clouds above and fixed securely the mountains of the deep. You know, so this is a thrilling passages that the word which is written in the book of John, the word was with God. The word was God. And he was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable parts of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. You see, this is about our God and the Father, Son rejoicing together, and that says that the wisdom of God in them, and they created everything by their wisdom. Living in his Father's presence and rejoicing in the Father's kingdom, his creation made through him. He was the Word, lived in, came out of the Father. Father spoke by Christ, through Christ, in Christ. And the Holy Spirit lived in them, with them, flowed through them, with his mighty power flow as greatest power and force completes the work of God, the creation. If it is creation, protection and preservation and destruction of evil, all done by the mighty Holy Spirit, there is nothing impossible by God. The things done together by Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Did they live millions and trillions of years knowing, experiencing, doing things together? The love, the unity, fellowship, and enjoyment and working together. Father, listen to my spirit, or my spirit will punish you. It says, God says, listen to my spirit. In Matthew 12:30-32, the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will be not be forgiven. Jesus is the Son of God. He is the divine Son of God. He is not just a person. He is the divinity. He laid the foundations of the earth. He made the universe. And today we are human beings. We need to come to his presence. Amen. I will give you my email address. It's P like Peter, R like Robert, .chackovlikevictor@gmail.com. And if you like to support this ministry, because we are a ministry helping missions, helping people in persecution, people suffering in different part of the world, it's called Life Eternal Ministries. And this part of the ministry in the radio is called Word of Eternal Life. If you want to support our ministry, you can send your donations or gift at 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, TERRACE or TERR, Parkland, Florida, PARKLAND, Parkland, Florida, 33076. That's 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, 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 Florida 33076. Thank you, and the Lord richly bless you with this.
Blessed, blessed one who is to all, wonderful words of life.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR.CHACKOV@gmail.com.
Your name.